My child is struggling in school. Where do I even begin? While some families begin their journey with early intervention services for their toddlers, many parents first notice their child is struggling once they are in school. You may have a gut feeling, a comment from a teacher, or see grades that don't seem to reflect your child's true potential. When you realize your school-aged child needs extra support, it can feel overwhelming and isolating. Take a deep breath. You are not alone, and there is a well-established system of support designed to help students just like your child. This post is the first step on that path for school-aged children, a simple starting point to help you understand the world of special education and how you can begin to get your child the help they need. What is special education really? First, let's clear up a common misconception. For many, the term special education brings up images of a separate classroom down the hall. While that can be one option for a very small number of students, it's not what special education is at its core. Think of special education not as a place, but as a set of services and supports tailored to your child's unique needs. The entire purpose is to provide your child with the specific help they need to make progress in school and prepare them for life after graduation. In Florida, this system is called Exceptional Student Education, or ESE. ESE services are provided free of charge and can include everything from specially designated instruction and therapy to assistive technology and special transportation. The law on your side, an introduction to IDEA. You might feel like you're entering a new world, but it's a world with a powerful rulebook designed to protect you and your child. The most important law to know is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA. IDEA is the federal law that ensures every eligible child with a disability has the right to a free, appropriate public education, or FAPE. This is the central promise of the law, that your child is entitled to an education that is tailored to their individual needs, provided at public expense, and designed to help them succeed. The law's vision is a future where every child with a disability is set up for success, with the same chances to participate in all aspects of life, live independently, and support themselves financially. The very first step, asking for help. So how do you get started? The process begins with a simple but formal step called a referral. A referral is a request to have the school formally review all the available information about your child's strengths, challenges, and learning needs. A team of people, which legally includes you, the parent or guardian, will then review this information to figure out what kind of instruction works best for your child. Based on this initial review, the team will decide if a more comprehensive individual evaluation is needed to determine if your child is eligible for ESE services. You are a critical member of this team from day one. Your insights into your child's life, history, and strengths are invaluable. You are your child's best advocate. Navigating this process can feel like learning a new language, but remember this: you are not expected to be an expert overnight. You are, however, the expert on your child. The law recognizes this by making parent participation a cornerstone of the entire process. This post is just the beginning. In our next post, we will answer some of the most frequently asked questions about the referral process. After that, we walk you through what happens after a referral is made, explaining the evaluation and eligibility process step by step. You've already taken the most important step by seeking information. You can do this.